Welcome to file number 3, where we're going to quickly look at the main home screen, as we forgot to do that in file number 2. And then we're going to go through some of the basic settings that you really need to set up before you really dive into your phone. As we kind of ran out of time, we really didn't get to explore the main home screen very well, so we're going to do that real quick. So first of all, unlock the phone.
2:16 p.m. Slide area. Unlock. Device unlocked. Settings. Back. Home.
All right. So what I'm going to do is up at the very top of the screen is your notification area. A lot of times when you touch this, you're going to hear all of your icons in one shot.
3G phone signal full. Battery 77%. 2:16.
If I had other icons up there in the notification area, it would have read them as well.
Odin mobile widget.
All right, so let's explore this screen real quick.
Odin mobile widget.
At the top of the screen, you have your Odin mobile widget. And in this widget, you're going to have a couple items.
K9 Mail is an open source email client with search, IMAP push email, multi-folder sync, flagging, filing, signatures, BCC self, PGP, mail on SD and more, K9 email.
As you see, you're going to have what looks like programs. It tells you the name of the program and what the program does. This does not mean that the app is on your phone. What this is a widget that of different accessible programs, at least some of the accessible programs that are out there. If you want to install one of these apps, you simply double tap it and it'll take you to the Play Store and it'll take you right to where you need to be to install that particular app. We cannot do that at this time because our Google account is not in the phone. But suffice it to say, that's what this widget has on it.
Ideal Barcode Scanner is a barcode reading app that enables users to take a picture of standard UPC and QR codes. Ideal Barcode Scanner. Ideal Currency Identifier is a U.S. currency identification application for individuals who are blind and everyone else. Ideal Currency Identifier. Walkie-talkie is an accessible navigation aid which updates the status bar with your current location to the nearest street address. Walkie-talkie. Talking Dialer assists you in making phone calls with voice instructions. Talking Dialer. BrailleBack is an accessibility service that helps blind users make use of Braille devices. It works together with the TalkBack app to give a combined Braille and speech experience. BrailleBack. Audible for Android by Amazon lets you listen to the books on the go. Audible. Folder. Google. Play Store.
So as you see, there is in the widget, there are a couple different programs, at least the listing of them, showing you kind of what's out there. There are lots of other programs that are accessible. However, this is just a couple that we show you to kind of get you started.
Phone. Folder. Google.
Now,
double tap. Walk. Odin mode. Folder.
The
double
folder.
Tap to select. Double tap and hold to long press.
The folder, now as you see, I left my finger on the icon and it's telling me what I can, that I can do a little bit more with it. At any rate, the Google folder, if you double tap it, will open a folder that has Google apps inside of it. It's located on the left side of the screen, right above your dock bar. And we're going to explain the dock bar here in just a second.
Phone.
All right.
Double tap to select. Double tap and hold to long press.
So I'm now in the dock bar. The dock bar is across all your home screens. By default, you have two home screens. And at the bottom of the home screen, right above your back home in recent apps buttons, there is a bar. And it's called the dock bar. This dock bar has icons on it that are they are most frequently used apps. So for example, on the very left side of the dock bar, we have the phone icon.
Hangouts.
Next to that,
double tap to select, double tap and hold to long press.
Next to that is Hangouts. This is your messaging app. For those of you who may have had the Nexus 4, when it had KitKat on it, you actually did see a messaging app Some of you may have seen Hangouts as well. Some of us, however, still saw messaging. Messaging was the older version. Hangouts is now kind of it's a messaging app as far as like you can, if you have other people who are on Hangouts, you can do video conferencing and whatnot with it, but you can also use it as a text messaging app as well.
Apps.
Next to Hangouts, we have apps. This is how you get at your app drawer, which is where all your apps are located in a grid on currently two pages. As you install more apps, the pages will increase.
Chrome.
Chrome is your browser.
Camera.
And camera.
Home screen, one of two, settings. Phone, Hangouts, apps, Chrome, camera.
So there is what's across the dock bar. Now, if I were to go to page two does have stuff on it, but again, at the bottom is your dock bar, and it will be the exact same thing. Let's quickly go look at the second home screen.
Home screen, two of two. Double tap to select. Play music. Play my live. Double tap to play books. Phone.
As you see,
double tap to select. Double tap and hold to long press.
As you see, there's the phone icon.
Hangouts, apps, Chrome, camera.
Alrighty. So as you see, the dock bar is always going to be the same across your home screens. This is only a home screen thing, however. When you're inside of another app, you do not see the dock bar. This is only on your home screen. I want to take you to settings to help you get your phone at least up and going. There are some things we need to do, such as, for some of you, possibly turning on Wi-Fi, which we will be doing in this one. Also, setting up your Google account. And we'll also show you how to fix the display as well. First of all, let's go into the apps.
Apps. Apps.
I'm in my app drawer.
Hangouts. Google Plus.
Now, the reason I touched the screen is so that I could figure out where I'm at. Again, like I told you, this is a grid across and down, and they are in alphabetical order. Settings is on page two. So let's go to page two.
Apps, page two of two. Settings.
And you can simply explore the screen.
Double tap and hold to long press.
You can simply explore the screen if you'd like, or swipe through it, but eventually what you want to do is find settings. We have found that, so I'm going to double tap it.
Settings.
And we are now in the Android settings. Up at the top, there is the first couple options in the list. You actually have the item, and then you have a checkbox. Most of them in this list, you do not have that. But up at the top, you do.
Wireless, Wi-Fi.
Notice it says Wi-Fi.
To select.
Okay, but if you look just to the right of Wi-Fi, you can either do this with Explore by Touch or simply swipe once to the right.
On, switch.
Okay, it is on. This is good. So what I'm now going to do is I'm going to swipe to the left.
Wi-Fi.
And I'm going to double tap.
Wi-Fi.
It takes me in to the Wi-Fi list, the list of available Wi-Fi connections.
ARRIS, Phonix Sphere FM, secured with WPA2 WPS, home, secured with W, home, secured with ARRIS, home, secured with WPA, ARR, Phonix, ATT800, Phonix Sphere FM, secured with WPA. Alert Phonix Sphere FM, signal strength, excellent, security, WPA2PSK, password, show advanced options, cancel, connect.
Notice it read the entire screen. What we have here now is, because mine is secured with a password, we need to put a password in. So again, we can either swipe to that, or if you know where it's at on the screen, meaning the edit field, you can simply touch that area of the screen.
Show password checkbox, not checked.
I want it to show the password.
Double tap to toggle.
Double tap to, see? And if I leave my finger there, which I just did, it'll tell me double tap to toggle. So I'm going to double tap that.
Show password, checked.
Because I do want to see my password, just in case I make a mistake.
Edit box.
Okay, I've touched
double tap to enter text.
Okay, again, as you saw, it said double tap to enter text. I'm going to double tap. And I should have the keyboard now.
C, V, N, M, delete.
And
L,
as you see,
show password checkbox.
I've moved my finger off the keyboard for now, because the way you use the keyboard is you find the letters that you want and you simply lift your finger to tap or to type that letter. You are not going to hear me type my password for obvious reasons. But simply suffice it to say that once you find the letter you want, you simply lift your finger to type that letter. I may let you hear the first letter or two of my password so that you can hear what I'm doing. So the keyboard is in the bottom third of the screen, right above your back home and recent apps. And it's pretty much a traditional keyboard, except you don't have your numbers up at the very top. Below the letter L is your delete key. So just keep that in mind. How do you get to numbers and other punctuation, you might ask? On the right-hand side, you have Q. The line below that will start with A, as we all know. The next line will start with the shift key. And below the shift key,
symbols,
is a symbols button. You simply lift your finger and it switches to the symbols keyboard. It does not tell you that it's done so, but it has done so.
3, 5, 6, ampersand, dollar sign, pound, asterisk.
And notice I'm moving my finger very fast.
Letters, shift, letters.
I moved my finger real fast just to show you that TalkBack does do its best at keeping up with you if you move your finger very fast across the screen. You cannot swipe through a keyboard. Here, you have to use Explore by Touch. So I'm going to start entering my password. You'll hear maybe the first couple characters of it, but that's all you'll hear.
C.
As you also noticed,
show password checkbox.
Before I start typing my password, sometimes when you put your finger on the keyboard, it will not tell you what letter you're on. As you hear, it just clicks.
Z. X.
If you simply move your finger just a little bit,
C,
you can tell where you're at on the keyboard.
X. C, F, G, G, symbols, shift, symbols, right paren, 0, 0, letters, G, T, T, symbols, 9, 0, 0.
Now that I have typed my password in, right above the keyboard,
show advanced options checkbox, not checked. Cancel button. Connect button.
You want to look for the connect button. Simply double tap the connect button.
Show advanced Y. Show password check. Show advanced show password. Show advanced OI.
Oop.
Show password checkbox, checked. Show advanced options checkbox, not checked.
Okay, so right now, the keyboard is kind of covering the cancel and connect buttons. So what we need to do is hit the back button to make the keyboard go away.
Back button. Keyboard hidden.
Okay, and as you see, it says keyboard hidden. So now I can see what was behind the keyboard.
Connect button.
There it is.
Wi-Fi.
So I double tapped the connect button.
Showing items 1 to 6 of 6.
And as you saw, about 2 seconds later, it... you hear a ding and you hear it say what it, you know, how many Wi-Fis are here.
Sphere FM connected.
So now I'm actually connected to Wi-Fi. You did hear it say connected. So let's back out of here.
Back button. Settings.
Okay. Below the Wi-Fi.
Bluetooth.
Is your Bluetooth.
Off. Switch.
By default, this is turned off. This is good unless you have a Bluetooth device. Simply set it up the same, roughly the same way as you did your Wi-Fi and you're good to go.
Data usage.
Data usage. This is where you can see how much data you've used, how many megs or kilobytes that each particular app has used. You can also set an alert. If you know you only get 2 gig a month, you can simply set a 2 gig alert.
More.
More takes you into more advanced type things. I'm not going to go in there because it's not really that important at this point.
Device. Sound.
Now, what I really want you to listen to here is, did you notice the sound difference on the word device and the word sound? I'll let you hear them again.
Device. Sound.
The little sound that you heard on device means the item is not clickable. However, on sound, you heard a different sound, and that means that it's clickable. There are things in the settings area that are not clickable. Let me show you that to you one more time.
Device. Sound.
Notice the sound is a little bit different. That sound that you hear on sound, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, that same sound means that those items are clickable. Device. I think there's going to be another one down the road. I think it says system or something like that. But at any rate, they are not clickable. So you want to start learning the sounds that TalkBack makes so that you can learn what it's telling you. First thing we want to do, however, is look for display.
Display.
I'm going to double tap this.
Display.
In here, I want to find
pulse notification light, font size, daydream, clock, sleep, after 2 minutes of inactivity.
Okay.
Double tap to select.
Apparently, they've changed it in the Nexus 5. It's actually set for 2 minutes. By default on the Nexus 4, some of you who may have the Nexus 4 or have gotten the Nexus 4 from us will know that when you first got your phone, your sleep timer was set to only like 15 seconds. In the Nexus 5, it is, as you see, set for 2 minutes. Me personally, I don't like 2 minutes. I want it longer. So I'm going to double tap where it says sleep after 2 minutes.
Alert sleep. Cancel.
Okay. We are presented with a couple options here.
1 minute. Not 30 seconds. 15 seconds. Sleep. 15 seconds. Not checked. 30 seconds. Not checked. 1 minute, not 2 minutes, not 5 minutes, not checked, 10 minutes, not checked, 30 minutes, not checked, cancel button, 30 minutes, not checked.
I'm going to set mine to 30.
Double tap to toggle.
I'm going to set mine to 30 minutes.
Display.
And the reason I did this is because when I'm done using my phone, I know to turn the display off with the power button. If you think that you may forget, you may want to set a lower time, because keep in mind, the display uses a lot of battery. There is a way to change the display brightness. However, I will warn you, you have very little time to do this. Let me show you what I mean.
Brightness.
We're going to go into brightness.
Double tap to select. Alert. Display.
That's how long you have to try to adjust your screen's brightness. It's not very long. So I'm going to just not mess with it for now.
Back settings.
Because the next thing we need to do is we need to go to add our Google account to this particular phone.
Device.
What I've done is
5 to 17 of 24.
What I've done is I've scrolled the list a little bit.
Apps. Tap and personal, location, security, language and input. Language and input. Backup and reset accounts. Add account.
Okay, notice
double tap to select.
Notice where it said accounts had the same sound as device. It was not clickable. However, right below it, add account is clickable. So I'm going to double tap add an account.
Add an account. Google.
Up at the very
double
top.
Tap to select.
Up at the double top. Up at the top, we have Google. So I'm going to double tap Google.
Add an account. Google account. Do you want to add an existing account or create a new one? Existing button. Double tap new button. Existing button.
All right, so I have an existing Google account. I don't need to create one. If you do need to create one, simply hit create a new account and follow the prompts. I already, however, have a Google account, so I'm going to hit existing.
Type email and password, showing email keyboard.
Okay. We're presented with a screen that asks for our email address and the password. Now, because this is a Gmail account, and I'm going to give you this as a little secret, you don't have to type the @gmail.com. If you type the first part of your email address, for me, for example, jamandjerry2011. If I move to the password field after typing jamandjerry2011, it'll put the @google.com form, or I'm sorry, @gmail.com. It'll put that for me. I'll show you that here in just a moment. I'll type the jamandjerry2011.
N-J-H-H.
Oops.
Delete. Next. Delete. H deleted. H. J. J. Z. Shift. A. A. Space. N. M. 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 U. I. K. Delete. K deleted. U. I. I. B. N. N. J. J. D. E. E. R. 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 T. Y. Y. Symbols. At. 2. 2. 0. 0. At. 1. 1. 1. Edit box. Edit box. Jam and Jerry 2011.
Now.
Double tap to enter text. Edit box.
What I've done is I typed Jam and Jerry 2011. I am using Explore by Touch up at the top of the screen above the keyboard. I have found the two edit fields. The second edit field.
Edit box, edit box. Double tap to enter text.
Notice it doesn't tell you what it is, but it's your password. So I'm going to double tap it.
Showing text keyboard.
And notice it says showing text keyboard. Now, before I start typing my password, I'm going to show you that up above, remember it just said Jam and Jerry 2011. Now that I've double tapped the password field, I'm going to look at the email field real quick.
Edit box. Edit box. Jam and Jerry 2011 @gmail.com.
Notice it filled in the @gmail.com for me. So you don't have to type all of that. Because I did not double tap on the email field, all I did was look at it. It did not move my cursor from the password field. So I can still type my password. Now that I've double tapped the password field, it brought up the text keyboard instead of the email keyboard. I can now type my password. Okay, now that I have typed my password, I can make the keyboard go away by double tapping the back button.
Back button. Keyboard hidden. Home button. Next button. Recent apps button. Next button.
Okay, the next button
is double tap to select.
Is right above your recent apps button. You can either swipe to it or, again, like I do, use Explore by Touch to find it. I found it, so I'm going to hit next.
Alert, by signing in, you are agreeing to the Google Terms of Service and Privacy Policy, Chrome Terms of Service and Privacy Notice, and Google Play Terms of Service. Cancel. Okay.
All right. So we are told what happens, you know, when we sign in, and we're presented with a cancel button and an OK button. The cancel button's on the left, the OK button's on the right, when you do find them on the screen.
OK button. Signing in. Setup wizard. Two updates need approval. Google services. Backup and restore.
And you're presented with this screen here.
Backup and restore. Error downloading Google Play Music.
Yes, I know you're going to have, as you see,
updating Google Play Books.
It's trying to update some apps.
Successfully updated Google Play, updating Gmail.
So as you see, once you sign in, you're going to start having some apps that are going to update. But at any rate, you can ignore it by simply just swiping through the screen.
Checkbox. Checked. Backup data to your Google account. Data includes apps, app settings, system settings, and Wi-Fi passwords. Communication. Communication. Checkbox. Checked. Keep me up to date with news and offers from Google Play. Next button.
All right, so all the checkboxes are checked on here, which is what I want. So I'm going to hit next.
Type email and password. Settings. Backup and reset. Accounts. Google. Add account.
So now, if you notice, now that I've hit next, we're back in the settings screen, and right below where it says account, we have Google, and then below...
New Google Plus notifications.
Then we have below that is add account. So now we can go into Google account, and we can actually tell it what we want to sync. One of the things I don't sync myself is email. So I go in and disable email syncing.
Add account. Google. Google. Sync error. JamandJerry2011@gmail.com. Syncing now.
Okay.
Double tap to select.
There was a bit of a problem, and sometimes that does happen, but it is still syncing other stuff. It does sync your calendar, your contacts, your email, and a whole bunch of other options, which you'll see in here in just a second. I'm going to double tap here where it's telling me, JamandJerry2011@gmail.com, sync error, da-da-da-da-da. I'm going to double tap there.
Sync.
And in here, I'm given a list of what I want to sync.
Showing items 1 to 7 of 15.
So as you see, there are 15 items in this list.
Drive. Contacts. Last. Drive. Gmail. Gmail, last synced April 7th, 2014.
There. I just double-tapped it because I don't want it syncing email. It did try to grab some of my email, but now that I've unchecked it, it's going to stop.
Gmail, sync is off. Checkbox, not checked.
As you see, now it says Gmail, sync is off. That's the only thing I generally uncheck. Sometimes I uncheck other stuff, but generally, email's the one I do from the get-go. So I can back out of here now.
Back button. Google. Back settings.
I went back and I was in the Google screen. And then I went back again and now I'm in the settings screen. If you want to change TalkBack settings, you do it under accessibility.
Accessibility.
Which is in this
double
list.
Tap to select.
When you're in your settings, it is here. So just find it and double tap it.
Accessibility.
And to change TalkBack settings, we find TalkBack on this screen.
TalkBack on.
Notice it says TalkBack on. I'm going
to
double tap it.
TalkBack.
Right above the home button is a settings button.
Settings.
Got to double tap it.
TalkBack settings.
I'm not going to go through all of them in here. You can explore if you'd like, but I'm going to show you just a couple that are in here.
TalkBack settings. Speech. Speech volume. Match media volume. Use pitch changes. Speak keyboard feedback in a lower pitched voice. Checkbox. Checked. Keyboard echo. Always speak typed keys. Speak when screen is off. No speech occurs when the screen is off. Checkbox. Not checked. Use proximity sensor. Proximity sensor silences speech. Checkbox. Checked. Shake to start continuous reading. Disabled. Speak caller ID. Checkbox. Checked.
And there's a whole lot more in here that you can explore. There's even a explore by touch tutorial. That if you go far enough down in this list, it will say launch Explore by Touch tutorial. This will teach you all of the gestures that I have given you prior and also teach you a little bit more on how to like edit text if you so desire to do stuff like that. It'll teach you that as well. So I'm going to back out of here.
Back button. Talk back. Back. Accessibility. Back. Settings. Back. Apps. Back. Home.
I'm now at my home screen.
Screen off.
So as you see, that's how you get your phone ready so that you can really start using your phone. In the next tutorial, we will show you how to use the phone app.